Hello, my name is Mateo Yoon. I attend Nunaka Valley Elementary and I'm in the second grade. I hope you will reconsider that the library will be open daily so that the students have daily access to the library.
Second grader Yoon was one of the youngest to testify before the Anchorage School Board last week at the first of two public hearings. He was one of dozens who told the board why they shouldn't cut programs at their schools. The board is tasked with cutting around $19 million this year. Programs from libraries to special ed to maintenance are on the chopping block. Superintendent Carol Como is also considering increasing class size as a way to cut costs, something some members of the board are not keen on. Superintendent Como says school board president Gretchen Guess recently asked her what she would cut if class size was not increased. In response, Como made a list of possible additional cuts that equal $4.6
million. $4.6
million
is what the increased class size equates to. We spent most of last week going back through the entire budget, really looking at what we'd already reviewed and where we could come up with another $4.6 million in cuts to answer her question.
The new list of cuts includes high school library aides, busing and mentor programs, and a handful of other things. The board will finalize their budget after the final public hearing Thursday. Once the budget is set, there'll be more adjustments if the legislature decides to increase the base student allocation, but that won't be clear until the legislative session adjourns. The final chance for people to testify is 5 p.m. Thursday at the Anchorage School District Education Center. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.